From the studios of WMAA-FMHD, welcome to another edition of How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WMAA-FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, and I brought him with me again, y'all. He keeps coming back.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. It's spring 2025, so I'm having a ball. Man, I just love this weather, Dr. Funderburk.
I know. Actually, I could have gone for at least another legit snow.
Okay, Dr. Funderburk, look, we ain't got time for no snow up in here.
I mean, like a legit snow, one where we had inches and inches, you know?
Okay, you know what? They tried to do that this past year, the weatherman.
But
they couldn't get past.
But I appreciate the try, because it had been like years, right, since we had
That's
any snow.
Right. Since we had any really measurable snow.
Yeah, and it wasn't that measurable this year. They had me all excited, man. I get like a fifth grader.
I'm telling you, man, it's a bad when the adults got this. they got wishing for the snow.
I know,
but
I
Dr.
was.
Funderburk, you know what? We've got to give you a theme for the week, you know, a name for the week.
So
again, I want you to call me this like all week.
All week? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all heard it.
All right. So this time, Dr. Funderburk, I want you to call me Brother Bo.
How come you always a brother something?
Look, you know what? That's how we roll, Dr. Funderburk.
Brother Bo? What's
Brother
Bo?
Well, you know what? My name is Brother Bo. I was going to say Bunny, but you know, brothers can't be a bunny.
Okay, so you're not Bo Bunny, you're Bo.
Brother Bo.
What does Bo mean?
Bo is good for bunny, but I don't want to be called a bunny. Now, I guess I could.
Boy, you wild.
Man, look, you could call me Brother Jack Rabbit.
Sir.
But we're going to just go with Brother Bo.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, you can call me Jack. Just call me Brother Jack.
I do call you Jack sometimes. I'm like, Jack, what's up?
Yeah. So, hey, she's been calling me Brother Jack already, y'all. So, if you see me out in on the streets this week, what's up, Jack?
So, you went from Brother Bo to Jack?
Just Brother Jack.
Maybe Bojack.
Bojack. Bojack. Now, again, don't get it messed up, but them Bo squares you might go out there and eat. I'm talking about Bojack.
What's a Bo square?
And you know, there's places out there that people got, you know, where you can eat these types of hash browns.
Okay. I declare.
But again, Dr. Funderburk.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's the springtime. But you know, everybody doesn't really enjoy this time of year. For some people, it's kind of tough.
So you are right about that. So that made me think about how we can become depressed even in the springtime. So it's not just about, you know, people will ask me to speak sometimes on the holiday blues, and they'll ask me to speak on those things during like the November and December holidays, or because, you know, you hear about seasonal affective depression during that time. But seasonal affective depression or SAD, it's not just about those November, December holidays. It's literally about a particular season. So whatever that season is for the individual, it's something that comes back over and over during a particular season. So it's not just about those late year holidays.
So this is like kind of like the holiday blues, but it's
springtime.
But it's springtime.
Yeah, because I mean, think about the spring holidays, y'all. Mother's Day, Father's Day,
yeah,
graduations, Memorial Days, those, you know, could all be days that, you know, a loved one has passed. But it's a huge deal for the during that time of year. You see all the Mother's Day sales. Mm-hmm. You see all the Father's Day like ties and things like that out there, and graduations. There's 2025 or whatever the year is. It's all out there, right? Mm-hmm. And definitely Memorial Day. That's the unofficial beginning of summer, and so there are all of these cookouts and things like that. But the actual day is commemorating our soldiers who have died fighting for us, right?
Wow.
So when you think about it like that, for some, spring brings on like a spring blues instead of the holiday blues from those late holiday, mm-hmm. late year holidays. Mm-hmm. It's like a springtime blues.
Well, you know, this is the first time, you know, the first Mother's Day, and I'm not going to have my mom with me this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because I lost my mom back in August.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, I've been doing really phenomenally well considering mm-hmm. The loss of a mom. Man, I tell you, it was tough right in the beginning. But, of course, now, you know, I've been able to bounce back. But mm-hmm. still, you know, coming up on Mother's Day, you know, it's kind of tough, you know, because mm-hmm. I've been thinking about my mom. I've been thinking about her. I sometimes might pass her picture in the house. Or, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, I might smell something that, honey, you may have baked for me. And it was something that my mom may have done.
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular Mother's Day, yeah, it's going to be kind of tough because, you know, I want to celebrate. I mean, again, I'm excited because you're a mom.
Mm-hmm.
But then it makes me think about my own mom. You know, as you know, for those that are out there, and you might be experiencing a little bit of that blues,
mm-hmm.
you know, during this time of year, because, you know, we do think about our parents in this time. Mm-hmm. And it might even, when you think about it on Memorial Day, yeah, man, I think about my, I got some uncles, I got some aunties mm-hmm. That served. And so this is a time where we come out and we commemorate some of those. So it's not always a lot of pomp and circumstance that we may have, you know. So for those that may be experiencing some of this spring blues,
mm-hmm.
y'all, call folks up, tell them, 90.1. Let's talk about it, Dr. Funderburk.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, you know, how would you define these spring blues? I mean, help us out.
Well, really, it's just like we would look at some of that seasonal affective depression symptoms that we would see in the late year, but it's just at a different time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there might be that isolation, meaning like you don't want to connect with people a lot. There might be just that low mood, that sad mood, that just blah mood, or even worse, you know, as far as that blah mood might go.
Mm-hmm.
There could be, you know, the things that you used to enjoy or might enjoy at other times of the year, you don't really enjoy it as much during this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that might pop up for a person during the spring, if the spring blues are going to be, you know, something of impact for them.
You know, but like very recently, we just spring forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, something, you know, it was, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago, but I'm mm-hmm. still dealing with
yeah.
losing that hour of sleep.
Yeah, some people do. I remember that particular day, that was a Sunday, right?
Right.
That the time actually changed. And I remember that afternoon, I was just wiped.
Right.
I was wiped out. I mean, I slept for a couple hours after I came home, and then I got up and I was like, okay, I'm getting in the bed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you were like, oh, you're really tired if you're getting up and then getting in the bed.
Right.
So yeah, that's a part of it. And there are others that it can last longer than just the, you know, that one day. It might take you a week or a couple of weeks sometimes, depending on who you are mm-hmm. and what you have going on in your world, whether you have any allergies that pop up during this time of the year. So those lots of times drag people down. You know, you can feel like you have the flu, even though you don't. Just those symptoms, you know, will feel so heavy for you. So there are things that can come around at the same time, make you tired. There's that hour we lost. And if you're also thinking about the loss of a loved one or the loss of something, even for some of the graduates or people who were supposed to graduate. You know, everybody doesn't graduate right when you expected you were going to graduate. And so there's that just kind of low feeling when you hear the pomp and circumstance song and you know you're supposed to be up there, but you're not. So Man. There's so many things. Go ahead.
Dr. Funnenberg, you know, that is rough on a player. You know, you up there at the Coliseum, and you see all your homies, and you know they out on the floor and they doing the thing. You know, they dancing and all that.
If you've never been to an HBCU graduation, you really got to go.
Okay, white folk, when you go to the HBCU graduation, be ready for a show.
I mean, it's just fun. It's celebration, and it should be a celebration. But you know, everybody doesn't get to celebrate.
Everybody, and so I remember. Again, back when I was in school, this is many years ago, and man, it took me forever to finish this one class, Dr. Funderburg. Man, I was trying to finish up French, and mon ami, your friend, that is, I gave you a little French.
You gave me some French.
That's
wow.
Right.
Y'all know what? I always ask him when there's like French, somebody says something in a movie or on a TV show or something. I'm like, because I never took French. I took Spanish. And I'll say, Keith, what did they say? And he looks at me like, you know, it took me a couple times.
That's right. It took me a little bit. I couldn't graduate in May. I had to graduate in the winter month, and I was like, man.
There ain't nothing wrong with graduating in the winter month.
It ain't nothing wrong with it. But you
graduated. That's all that counts.
That's right. That's all that counts, because really at the end of the day, man, that, what, 10, 15, 20 years ago? I don't even remember what month it was in. But the real deal is that there are some that really, I mean, they go through that. And so we really want to encourage you. You know, this is a time that you can go through and you can make it through this process. You're listening to How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburgs. How You Living. You've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburg. So, you know, when we start thinking about, you know, these feelings and these thoughts, are there some specific signs or symptoms that I'm not really dealing with this time of year in a good way? Are there some things I need to think about?
Yeah. So, you know, those symptoms that I mentioned earlier, the isolating yourself from other people, not doing some of the things or not getting joy out of some of the things that you used to do, those things that used to bring you joy. What else did I say, sir? Just that down feeling. Changes. One thing I didn't say that definitely happens are changes in appetite or changes in those sleep patterns. Either they go way up or it goes way down. So either appetite goes up or appetite goes down, or you're sleeping a whole lot more or you just can't sleep. One or the other. They're changes. When you're starting to notice some of those things, especially if there are a few of those things that I just mentioned there, and especially, and weight loss can be one, it can go along with that. You know, if you're weight loss or weight gain, I should say, it, depending on how your appetite changes. If you have any of or multiple of those things, and then you're noticing that those things are lasting at least 2 weeks or longer, that's when it's not just the blues.
Right, right.
That's when it could be diagnosable as depression, and you want to make sure that you're connecting with a professional.
So, okay, Dr. Funderburg, so, you know, I'm getting ready for my six-pack for the summer season, you know, because I'm going to come out, bam.
Okay, y'all heard it.
There it is. I'm going to have my six-pack, so I'm getting ready for it in a good way. So, again, I'm losing weight, but I'm also gaining muscle. There it is. So that's right. That's right.
Hey, I'm here for it.
That's right. So that's going to be good. And good. You know, this time of year, let me ask this question, Dr. Funderburg. When you think about walking, just simple walking, I mean, now that, you know, it's not as cool as it was, how does walking have an impact on our mental health?
Oh, walking is one of the interventions that I like to ask folks to do, as long as they are cleared through their physicians to be able to, you know, go out and do that sort of thing. Even just a 10-minute break of a walk. You know, if you break up your work day, even just a 10-minute break, 10-minute walk in nature can be, you know, just really helpful to shift the way you are thinking, to shift some of those ughs and the really what I call the blahs, just that that, you know, and sometimes you're like, I don't even know why I feel this way. It doesn't seem like I'm, you know, maybe you did have a loss, but it doesn't even seem like you're really thinking about that person at that particular time. Or maybe you didn't have a loss, and but you still feel the blahs. Sometimes you just need to get up and move, and moving outside can be very, very helpful. Moving in nature can be very helpful.
Man, you know, well, there's so many places that you can go walking all around the Griffith County area, Guilford County, High Point, you know, maybe somewhere in Winston. You know, right here on the college campus, right here on A&T, you know, there's a lot of places you can just, you know, take a stroll. Maybe you're the alumni and, you know, it might be a good time to come back and visit home, you know, kind of go through the campus. There's a lot of construction that has taken place, lots of improvement. You know, so just getting out and just having a simple walk will and make a world of a difference.
I'm sorry. And it doesn't have to be for your mental health. It doesn't have to be that super brisk walk where you're making sure to get your heart rate up to a certain amount. Those are the things that you may do for, you know, cardiovascular health or weight loss, things like that. So I'm not talking about that type of health, that type of walk. I'm talking about the walk that really is just going to help your mind to shift. It's going to help you get out of those blahs. Sometimes when you've just been sitting at your desk too long or you've had a meeting that was pretty stressful, it's just get up and go move in nature. And even if you can't move in nature, just get up and move. You know, move from sitting at that desk. Make sure you take your lunch, y'all. And preferably take your lunch away from your desk, out either in the cafeteria of your workplace or in your, even if you're just sitting in your car listening to you know, whatever your favorite thing to listen to is, or a podcast or something like that. You've got to move or shift your body. We can get stuck in in certain moods simply because we're sitting in the same position and just not moving our bodies.
Wow, because you know, a lot of times it starts with a thought. And if you can really get your mind on something else, get your thoughts on something else, and you want to be in the moment, be there. You know, if I'm walking and I can just take advantage of all the different senses that I have. I can smell something. I can see it. I can touch. It's so much that you can do when you're walking. And it will have a mental health benefit. I even believe, if I'm not mistaken, is there some type of hormone, this that feel-good hormones, I think with the endorphins that you might get and some of
oxytocin?
That.
Oxytocin?
Oxytocin, yeah, there you go. And so it's really just getting out. And, of course, if you're going out with someone else with you maybe, that may even work even better because you're having a conversation and you're really taking advantage. Y'all, we spend a little bit of time on this. So we really do want to recommend some good walking.
Or just good exercise. It doesn't just have to be walking, but movement.
But, you know, walking is just a really simple thing. I think we minimize the impact of walking.
Yeah.
So when we start talking about coping strategies or what, as it relates to this time of year, what are some other things that we can do to kind of help cope with the loss of a parent, a child? Maybe I didn't finish school on time. What are some things that Dr. Funderburk, you recommend?
This makes me think about so even earlier today, I was looking at some pictures, and as you talk about loss of a parent, so not last year, but the year before last, I lost my father. And so for me, you know, he wasn't just my father. He was like, he's daddy.
Man, look, Nanette's dad, I think this guy was related to Zeus. This dude was big. He had like big glove hands. And I tell you, every time he looked at me, I thought he was looking at my soul. You know, man.
That's right. He said, don't be messing with my baby.
Man, I think that brother was, I'm telling you, he was related to Zeus.
That's funny.
And so, yeah, but you know, when we lost your dad a couple of years ago, I mean, that was tough. It was right around Father's Day.
Well, so his funeral was right around Father's Day. I want to say that his funeral was that Thursday, and then Father's Day was that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But also, so this is where, for me, it could be like I could easily, if I allowed this, get kind of stuck in the middle of this, because there was his funeral right there, his death and then funeral right there around Father's Day. But that was, we had a 3 week old at the time, y'all. So I had a baby, my little just sweetie Petey. Oh my gosh. I just, could eat her up. And then 3 weeks later, my daddy.
Yeah, right.
My daddy is gone, right? So, and even while the day I had her, just, okay, so a little transparency, the day I had her,
mm-hmm.
was the day that my dad had a stroke.
Wow, wow, that was huge.
That was beyond huge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So even just looking at those pictures sometimes, pictures of when she was just born, it's bittersweet, because I'm sitting there looking at this perfect little baby, but I'm also in my head thinking, you know, I remember what I was feeling like at the time, because I love this little girl to pieces. But I was so scared. I was scared about my dad in the moment. And I didn't know what was going to happen. And I didn't want my daddy to die. And he did.
Right, right.
3 weeks later. So for me, when I was looking at those pictures earlier today, I was looking at the pictures of her and when she was itty bitty and when she was what we would call milk drunk.
That is.
And some y'all who have taken care of newborns, you know what I'm talking about. When that head is just like cocked back and they got a little grin on their face.
Man,
and
look. The last time I had some chocolate milk, Dr. Funderburg.
Not you.
Oh, man.
I was not talking about you. I was talking about my little sweetie.
Oh, I thought we were talking about milk.
Anyway.
But still, though, really, again, this time of year is not always a celebration.
Right.
We all have things in life, and it happens to us all.
So I had to make, when I felt it coming on, and those of you who have had some losses, you may know what I'm talking about. It's like you can feel the wave of like the coming on, and it's like, okay, I got to stop looking at these pictures right now.
Right.
Because that's not helping me. It doesn't mean I'll never look at her newborn pictures, but in that moment, it was a nope. Not doing that right now, because I'm making the choice not to go there. So notice what I just said, y'all. I made the choice not to go there. Sometimes we feel like once something enters our minds, we don't have any agency to do anything else. But if I can't control my mind, who can?
Right, right.
So I got to tell my mind what to do, not it tells me what to do.
Hey, look, back in the day, there was this song about you can't believe the hype.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so right now, sometimes you got to tell yourself, don't believe the hype.
In your own head, right?
In my own head, because really, there are times I tell myself lies and then realize it.
That's right. And then you believe it.
Right, right. And because you keep thinking about it over and over, and that particular false information becomes truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's extremely important that we recognize that. Okay, so Dr. Funderburg, I know we've been talking about ourselves. We've been talking about mainly adults.
Mm-hmm.
But for our young people, our little people, this time of year might be tough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's related to test taking.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of anxiety. You know, they've been prepping all year.
Mm-hmm.
But this time in the springtime, about this time of year, some of our little people are getting ready to take some tests, those end of year tests.
Mm-hmm.
Before we only got a few more minutes. What can we do to help our little people get ready for these tests? But from a mental health perspective.
So, you know, we have to remember how powerful our words are. And especially we have to remember how powerful our words are to our kids, as, you know, coming from the adult or the caregiver, the parent, to that child. So, you know, you want to make sure, how are you talking to them? Are you talking to them in ways that are encouraging, or are you talking to them in ways that maybe even are well-meaning, but it starts to add pressure? I remember a story that my dad told me, you know, well before he passed, but, you know, he was one of the, I think he was the first in his family to go to college and then to pursue a graduate education, right?
Mm-hmm. I think I remember that.
And he, many of the very well-meaning people back in the day and in the deep South, he was from Florida, they would say, boy, you got to be real smart to go to grad school. And so they meant well by that. They meant well by that. But think about what that statement does. It says, like, okay, you got to be smart. Like, are you smart? You know, you got to be smart. You got to be real smart to do that. And so sometimes we do that with our little people these days. You know, that's a big test. You know, okay, we don't want any bad grades on that test. You know, you're trying to get into XYZ school. We don't want any bad stuff showing up. So do your best. You know, we'll follow up with something good. But it's like, wait a minute, that negative seed, that seed of pressure is already planted. So, you know, what are some things we can say? You want to look at that child and say, you know what? I believe in you. You've already made some good preparation. You've already done some good study. Let's go in there and do your best. Mm. What are you saying to yourself? Are you saying, you know, oh, I don't know? Or are you saying, I can do this. I got this. You know, you just have to check what you're saying. And then you also want to hear, what is it? How did it land on that child?
Wow.
Because sometimes our well-meaning words, you know, land differently than we intend for them to. And they don't have full-grown brains, y'all. So, and I know theoretically or intellectually, I'm sorry, you know that, but it's kind of like we have to check, what did they hear me say? So you ask them, you know, when we were talking about the test the other day, what did you hear me say? Mm-hmm. And then that's where we have to sit back and listen.
That's right.
Okay. Let them say whatever it is that they heard from you. And then if they got it wrong, you want to help them to hear where your heart really was.
Wow. Look, hashtag words matter.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag it starts with a thought.
Mm.
These are some things that we really need to think about as we enter into this spring season. And be aware of how our body is reacting to weather, be it, you know, some of our thoughts. You know, it's a lot of things that will be taking place. Everyone is not celebrating. So just have some empathy looking around. And you may have a loved one, you may have a child or a friend that might not be having the greatest time of life. So let's just be aware. Dr. Funderburk, it's time. We got to get up out of here. I got to go get me some chocolate cake.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got
to
think.
What happened to them abs you working on?
Oh, yeah. See, but, you know, in honor of my mom, you know, she used to make me a chocolate cake for my birthday.
It ain't your birthday. Look, you got me speaking wrong English.
Oh, man. See what I'm saying, fellas? I was just trying to get me a piece of chocolate cake. I'm thinking about my mom. All right, Dr. Funderburk.
So, yeah, let's wrap this up with a mental health minute. You know, as he was just talking about the kids and he said hashtag words matter and hashtag, what was your other hashtag?
It starts with a thought.
It starts with a thought. You all want to make sure that we are calling our kids positive names. You know how we you know, give all our kids their little names, you know, little man and little whatever, you know, little man is a tame one, right?
That's
just
right.
Make sure that they're positive names. Let's you know, call them little smart guy. Hey there, smart girl. Hey there, professor. One of my cousins, his mom used to always call him professor. Let's give them good names, because our words matter. Y'all, our words matter to our kids and to ourselves.
Wow.
So if you have any comments or questions, make sure that you are messaging us at WNAAcommunity@gmail.com. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week on How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. Take care, y'all.
That wraps up another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA-FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA-FM HD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA-FM HD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You're Living with the Funderburks on 90.1 FM WNAA.